Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 30th. You'll be interested to know. 21 years ago, today, in 2003, LeBron James, who was drafted directly out of high school, made his debut in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. His entry into the league marked the beginning of an extraordinary career, highlighted by numerous achievements, and set new standards for young athletes. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh high swell on Wednesday and Thursday with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds. Both afternoons will be sunny choppy as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, expect knee-high wind swell with similar conditions. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 11. After that, it's choppy until 6, but it might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming high tide when the east swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5.5 foot at 8:30 a.m. with a 1/2-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 57 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:58 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:06. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 70 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 53 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday with highs around 68 degrees and light northwest winds. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 55. Saturday and Sunday bring a chance of rain showers with mostly cloudy conditions and highs near 66. Nights will remain partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain before 4 a.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, construction has officially commenced on a new double-track train bridge at Batiquito's Lagoon, connecting Carlsbad and Encinitas. This project, costing over $160 million, aims to replace an aging wooden bridge with a modern concrete structure. Sandag's Director of Construction and Engineering emphasized that this new double track will alleviate bottlenecks, allowing trains to travel in opposite directions simultaneously. The project, funded through state and local sources, also enhances service reliability and supports local wildlife. Completion is anticipated by 2028, with minimal service interruptions expected during construction. Now on to sports. Last night, the Yankees roared back with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers at Yankee Stadium in Game 4 of the World Series. Anthony Volpe's third-inning grand slam turned the tide after Freddie Freeman hit yet another homer. Gleyber Torres and Aaron Judge added crucial hits, sealing the win. Clay Holmes secured the victory. Tonight, it's Game 5, with Los Angeles leading the series 3-1. Jack Flaherty takes the mound against Gerrit Cole. expect a mild 66 degrees in the Bronx. Yankees are favored by 1.5 runs. In local sports, last night, the Kings faced a tough battle against the San Jose Sharks, falling 4-2 at the SAP Center. Fabian Zetterlund's goal in the third period gave the Sharks a decisive lead. Despite strong efforts from Akil Thomas and Tyler Toffoli, the Kings couldn't overcome the Sharks' momentum. Los Angeles now stands at 5-2-2. Tonight, the Kings face the formidable Vegas Golden Knights at Crypto.com. Also tonight, the Lakers at 3-1 take on the unbeaten Cleveland Cavs. LeBron James leads with 24 points per game, while Anthony Davis controls the boards with 12 rebounds. The Cavaliers, favored by 1.5, boast Donovan Mitchell's 23.8 average. In top news, walking regularly is a powerful form of medicine for both physical and mental health. This activity releases feel-good hormones like serotonin and dopamine, which help reduce anxiety. Research shows that exercise, particularly walking, can ease anxiety symptoms significantly. For instance, participants in a study reported a 20% decrease in anxiety after engaging in regular exercise. Moreover, walking outdoors among nature enhances these benefits, providing a mental boost and reducing stress. So lace up your walking shoes and embrace the journey toward improved health and well-being one step at a time. In business news, Waymo, Alphabet's robotic taxi unit, is achieving remarkable growth, now providing over 150,000 paid rides per week, a significant increase of more than 50% since August. During a recent earnings call, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai highlighted that Waymo is driving over 1 million fully autonomous miles each week. To support its expansion, Waymo raised an additional $6 billion. Pichai noted, Waymo is a clear technical leader as it prepares for further growth in cities like Austin, Texas, and Atlanta. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $72,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Goatsius Maximus is 68 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Easter Island is at the center of a new geological mystery with implications that stretch across the globe. A team of geologists dated zircon minerals on the island, discovering some could be up to 165 million years old. This challenges existing beliefs about how Earth's mantle behaves. As the experts studied the minerals, they realized that the slow movement of the mantle allowed these ancient minerals to be preserved, revealing a complex history of volcanic activity that reshapes our understanding of the planet's geological processes. Entertainment news. A Real Pain is a captivating road movie and buddy comedy that skillfully explores personal and historical tragedies, showcasing Jesse Eisenberg's talent as a director. The story revolves around two cousins, David and Benji, whose contrasting personalities create a dynamic that is both humorous and poignant. As they travel through Poland, they confront their shared past and the legacy of family loss. Kieran Culkin delivers an Oscar-worthy performance, embodying the lovable yet chaotic Benji. Eisenberg's direction shines as he balances levity and gravity, making this film a remarkable exploration of connection and reconciliation. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Roman military general and statesman, Julius Caesar. And he said, "What we wish, we readily believe, and what we ourselves think, we imagine others think also." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.